You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. Family Bible study, say those words, and some people cringe or feel badly about what they're doing with their time, but a new author says that it doesn't have to be complicated. It's something every family can do. And joining me in today's edition of Messenger Insight is author Angela Sanders, who has published High Points, the Doable Family Devotional. Angela, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thank you, Brian. It's good to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit about what prompted you to take on this writing at this time.
Well, actually, it started a few years ago. I have a friend who had visitors in her home for a month or so, and she shared with me that at the end of the visit, it was clear to her that her visitors had expected a little bit more from her family. She wasn't sure exactly what that was, if that was family prayer time or a devotional. She felt like it was probably a devotional. And then she joked with me and she said, "But we all know that sort of thing doesn't happen this side of heaven." At that time, my family and I, we'd already been having morning family devotional times before school for about 4 years, and it did work. And I was curious, because I thought that most people did do that, and I was curious as to why they wouldn't. And so I started asking some friends whether or not they had a family devotional time, and they said that what they did was they talked about what their kids had discussed in Sunday school or on Wednesday night, but beyond that, they really didn't know what to do or the materials that they were able to find at the Christian bookstores were pretty time-consuming and a little intimidating. But mainly, it's just because they didn't have the time to prepare a family devotional time on a regular basis, or they would start strong and kind of fizzle out, or they were intimidated by the questions their children might ask, and they weren't exactly sure if they were to just open up the Bible and read a passage of Scripture, whether they would know what truth it was they were supposed to pull out and how to say it in a way that even their youngest kids could understand it.
You bring up a good point. We go through that analysis paralysis where we overthink it and think that it's out of our league. There are, of course, as you mentioned, a number of writings out there in the market. What would you say differentiates High Points from some of the others out there?
Well, I think the way it's designed, first of all, it requires absolutely no preparation. You can open it up and it starts with some discussion questions that don't require any biblical background whatsoever. So even your littlest kids can talk about it, or your high school kids. I even have some couples that use it alone and they don't have children. You just start the discussion, you read the scripture passage. If there are any words in it that are might be difficult to understand, they're explained, and then it lines out the truths that you could find in that particular passage of scripture. Where I found that a lot of the other curriculum out there, while it's good and applicable, it's pretty anecdotal also. So it focuses on a story that illustrates the truth and then kind of takes, some of them take what I would call an arm tackle, like the actual scripture. And I like to put the scripture first and have all the discussion be about the truth in the scripture, and then help them apply it to themselves. Not necessarily see how it applies to Johnny and Susie, but directly to their family, and let their discussion time focus mainly on them. Also, anyone in the family that can read can lead these devotionals, because all you do is ask the question and wait for the answer, give everyone a chance to respond, and then you work through the truths, and then you come to the application together. So you even have parents that may be new Christians, and actually Todd and I were able to lead a couple to the Lord in Tulsa, and I have them in mind every time I write one of these devotionals, because they had absolutely no biblical background whatsoever. And they would be able to open this, you know, read a scripture with their family, and take out of it what the kids needed to take out of it and feel effective and feel good about it. Also, I think it's important that families not skip around all the time. You know, I mean, it's good to do topical studies, and I know there are families that do like a month on honesty as a family, or a month on generosity or something like that. And those are good, but how cool to be able to sit down with your family and at the end of a month say, you know, I took my family through the book of Ephesians this month, or the book of Colossians this month. And so as a family, to understand what the book of Ephesians is about, and I don't tackle every single scripture within the book, but all of them that seem digestible in this format, I don't ever want to compromise the truth of Scripture just to make it fit the 10-minute slot. And so if there's something that I think is a little too deeply theological to be discussed in the format that I have, then I don't do it. Because I think integrity when dealing with Scripture is the most important thing. So that's what I think sets it apart. It's accessible. It's short. I think that truth is what's framed and the most important thing.
Amen. Now, you mentioned 10 minutes. Is this the type of thing that could be done over a mealtime together?
It is. Actually, we do this in the morning. And I know that's one of the things people say, well, we can't start the day this way. Well, I think actually for most people, especially as your children get older, the breakfast time is when you probably could catch them the most easily unless dad leaves for work at 6 o'clock. I leave for work at 7 o'clock. My children don't have to leave until 7:40. We all get up at 5 o'clock so that we can have our family time. But by the time we come to the table, we read our scripture, we do the discussion and we pray. 10 minutes is about what it takes to eat, 10 to 15 minutes. And now sometimes your family will hit on one of these that they really get excited about. I know that our family has had one that they really enjoyed that involved helping people. We started sharing stories and then it carried over into dinner time. But yeah, any time that you meet naturally is a good time to do this, but it takes about 10 minutes.
Now, where can our listeners get a copy or pick up a copy or buy a copy right now?
Okay. Well, they can go to www.stickfish.com, and that's one place they can get a spiral-bound copy if they want a hard copy. They can also go to www.angelasanderswrites.com, and they can also order it there. That's my personal website. It's also available in all e-reader formats. So if they just go to their normal e-reader bookstore, they can just type in High Points and Angela Sanders, and it should come right up.
That's great. Now, it sounds like this will be part of a, you know, almost a series. Mm-hmm. Talk about that. What are some of the plans or another book you intend to do?
Well, I started with Ephesians. I felt like it was the most accessible book for the audience that I talked about. Everyone from experienced parents with experience in the church and theology and parents who are brand new Christians because it is so evangelistic in the opening and yet has very specific instructions for the family, for husbands and wives and children. So I thought it had a little bit of everything that I wanted to get across. Next will be Colossians, and I'm going to work my way pretty much through the New Testament. I'm not going to hit on Revelation or the Gospels yet, but all the other books we're going to go through. Then I'm going to do a little bit, do one on Proverbs, not every Proverbs, again, but in sections. And we're just going to progress that way. There will not be one for every book of the Bible, but the ones, like I said, that I felt were compatible with this format.
Great. And it contains how many devotionals? Could it be taken through a year? How many?
Yes. Well, it's not month by month. For instance, Ephesians, this would take you through 2 months because the book of the Bible itself had about 60 verses in it that I felt like could be handled in this format. Colossians has 45. So it just depends. Again, I didn't want my format or this curriculum to squeeze the Bible into it. I wanted to follow what the Bible, you know, lent itself to. So it depends on what it is. But most of them are going to be at least 30 days. And if they are shorter books of the Bible, they may be combined when they come out.
That's great. Now, just thinking about your family and your husband and children, what are some of the benefits that you've seen in your life or your family's life from having a devotional time?
Well, it connects us, first of all, in the morning, and we make sure that we're all on the same page. And there have been times when my kids have been going through something at school and, you know, they'll text me at lunch that something's happening. And if we have this common foundation of Scripture in all of our minds, I don't have to, text in an entire Bible study. I can do a callback phrase from yesterday morning's Bible study, and that helps a lot. I also know exactly what it is that they're learning about Scripture. You know, a lot of parents, they want to take their kids to school, not school, but Sunday school, and leave it to the Sunday school teachers or the youth minister to make sure that they have everything that they need scripturally. We found that if you do that, then what one child has is very different than what another child has. My son, when he was growing up, and he was in third, fourth, and fifth grade with a fantastic Sunday school teacher. I wish everyone had Josh Westfall as their Sunday school teacher. Theologically sound, loved the Bible, really turned Hunter on to that. He really really, really enjoys reading his Bible and finding the things that other people might not notice. Whereas my daughter, while she had good Sunday school teachers, she didn't get all of the Old Testament that my son did, that very rich foundation. And so we had to go back and sort of fill in the gaps and make sure that she was where Hunter was. If we'd not been having a family devotional time, if we'd not been studying Scripture together, I would have assumed that she'd gotten the same thing, having been raised in the same church. But that's just not the case. Also, it helps us. Actually, my family likes to laugh a lot. And so we have a lot of callbacks from our discussions. And so, you know, it's not just scriptural. It's just a good bonding time just to build relationships.
I think it's wonderful what you're doing. I think it's wonderful. You've written High Points, the Doable Family Devotional. We're talking to Angela Sanders. Encourage everyone here in this broadcast to go online and check out this work. Also, Angela is a fantastic writer. If you haven't had a chance to view some of her posts on wordslingersok.com, which is an extension of the Baptist Messenger, I would want to encourage you to do that. And then, of course, through her personal blogging website as well. So High Points, so you can check it out online. And tell us where to go one more time on getting it.
If you go to my personal website, it's www.angelasanderswrites.com. There's a page in the menu that says High Points. And so if you click on that, you'll be able to order it online.
Well, thanks again for thinking to do this, for allowing God to lay it on your heart,
and then
coming on today to tell us about it. And let's do this again and follow the progress of the series.
Sounds great.
Of High Points, the Doable Family Devotional. Thank you again, Angela Sanders, for writing this, coming on today.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Blessings on your ministry.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.